Right, Dave, tell us, how do we do this? How do we get this water out of this bottle?
I guess the most sort of obvious way of emptying a bottle, if as Ginny can demonstrate, is just opening the lid and turning it upside down.
Okay, so Dave's given me a bottle here, which is exactly the same as his, so I'm going to open the lid and turn it upside down now.
Yeah, and I will try and count how long it takes.
We're going to see how long this takes.
Right the way upside down.
Took about 7-8 seconds.
7 or 8 seconds. Okay, so you'll have noticed with that, the thing which seemed to be slowing it down a lot was getting the air into the bottle. So in order to empty a bottle, you've got to get the water out. In order to get the water out, you've got to get the air back in. And the only way it could do that is kind of by glugging. So it's got to let a bubble of air up, which stops the water coming out, which slows everything down. So in order to speed the water coming out, you want to somehow separate the water from the air. One way of doing this would be to knock a hole in the bottom of the bottle, but that's kind of cheating. Another way, if you were very cunning, would be to put a straw in or something like that, which is sometimes done. But I'm going to do something a little bit more elegant, which is spin the bottle.
Wow.
4 seconds.
So that was much, much quicker.
So you span it just like to make a spiral, like a vortex.
So there was almost like a little tornado in there. So the water was being thrown out to the sides, which means that there was a gap in the middle which the air could get up through. So the water could go down. Even though sort of spinning around the outside ought to slow it down a bit, it sped up so much by letting the air up in a very smooth, convenient way up the middle that it completely overwhelms that effect. And it's far, far quicker than just turning it upside down.
It's also neater. I noticed you didn't splash any on yourself
I was
did.
Less worried for the equipment during the Dave attempt. Do we see the same sort of thing being used in the real world? I mean, it's very nice us doing this here, sitting in this room, but do you see the same sort of science manifest in nature or actually industrially?
Certainly, in the centre of a hurricane, you end up with, so most of a hurricane, you get air going upwards and spinning very, very quickly. In the middle, you get a kind of dead area where air is actually going down, which kind of feeds the circulation. And certainly, whenever you're emptying a big tank, you want to open a valve at the other end so the air can get in, so the fluid can get out.
There was one trick that people used to do at school to drink a can of drink very fast, which was, I think, sort of what you were saying, which is that you punch a hole in the bottom of the can, then you pull the ring pull off and put it the hole to your mouth, and the can just empties under gravity very, very quickly. Is that going to be faster than the spin trick?
It should be slightly faster. If the hole's very large, you've essentially got more of the bottom of the aperture at the bottom of the bottle open, so the water's got more space to flow through, so it ought to go quicker.
Dave, thank you very much. And if you want to have a look at that experiment, Dave's done a write-up for it. It's on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, along with about 250 other experiments that are there for you to have a look at. Thanks very much, Dave.